The Streets Don't Love You Back radio show started in 2009 by Rob and Lucinda, and it is still currently going on really strong. If you would like to be a guest on the show, advertise any brand or product that you have, or get your music played, you can contact us at our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And thanks again for your continued support. We do appreciate it.
Hey, hey, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. Tonight, we got a great, great guest coming on the show, so we want you to just hang in there and stay tuned.
Chances of me fucking with you is narrow. Hate to have gunpowder fog up my barrel and make another family. Gotta feel more than the burial. Know that feeling terrible, for them it's unbearable. Grab a light and save the money, yo shit is getting spiritual. Trying to make my own blessings turn into miracles. If you cross me, just know I'm unforgivable. From where the strong survive the weak die, which side do you lie? No excuses when you sitting around broke, you gotta try. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts. From where the strong survive the weak die, which side do you lie? No excuses when you sitting around broke, you gotta try. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts. Mama always told me gotta watch out for the leeches. Wasn't always ballin', I was watching from the bleachers. Drop knowledge on you, you act like you ain't receive it. Who am I to put you up on game? I ain't a preacher. I'ma keep it moving and stay praying to my Jesus. I got young niggas in the hood swiping visas. Get this shit by any means, nigga scheming. Thoroughbred kings with a real nigga breeding. I'm there for both of my sons. For both of them niggas, I get both of my lungs. Sometimes I gotta sit back and see how far I come. One can sit with living average, couldn't be no scum. Nigga said that when he see me, he gon' let the clip dump. So I went and bought a Draco with a 100-round drum. Live by the gun, die by the gun. When them bullets get to sprintin', nigga, don't run. Granny put me through Bible school, tried to teach me, but I can't be who she want me to be. Not the life I chose, I was dragged to the street. Rich or poor, I'ma build me a legacy. Be any nigga out here thinking it's rivalry. Put a 40 hollow till where your mind to be. I got loved ones in the grave I wanna see. If Jan Jan was here, would she be proud of me? From where the strong survive the weak die, which side do you lie? No excuses when you sitting around broke, you gotta try. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts. From where the strong survive the weak die, which side do you lie? No excuses when you sitting around broke, you gotta try. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts. Don't be afraid of what you don't see, remember we astronauts.
If I could reverse time, I would. But it just keep moving forward. Keep going, going.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back. We got our guest finna come on, but her sister going to come on and talk for a few minutes, and we're going to bring her in, and she's going to formally introduce herself. Hey, hey, what up, fam?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, go ahead and everybody's good. Go ahead and formally introduce yourself.
I am Crystal Cowan. I'm the daughter of Tracy Cowan. And I'm the stepdaughter of Maserati Rex.
All right, that's what it is then. So we're going to get straight to the point. We want to send much love to Rachel because we know she's been under the weather. So we're going to send love to her and the whole family. So how do everybody feel, you know, one day in the wake up for your mom about to step down?
Oh, man. Guess what? It don't seem real to me yet. I was just saying, I think until I actually see her outside of that prison, I'm going to believe it. You know, I'm just kind of quiet. I'm excited. I don't know how to explain it. It's just surreal, so I don't really know how to explain it. But I'm ready. I know it's a journey ahead. It's some good things about to happen, some great things about to happen. I'm just ready.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. Now let's take it all the way back for a few minutes. When your mom first went away, because we'll get to y'all father Maserati after your mother get out. But right now, this is all about Tracy right now, your mother, you know? So when your mother got locked up, how was that for y'all? You know what I mean? Speak on that a little bit.
That, I think it affected us more than it did her, honestly. I think, I don't know how I feel to be in prison. Like, I don't know. I went to jail when the incident happened with her for, you know, a couple days. So I don't know how she really feel, but it took me under. I went under a depression. That's why it's like I'm still fighting with different anxiety from that incident, from her being away. Not the incident itself, just my mother being taken away from us because we had a good mother. You know what I'm saying, and being loved and then having to deal with these streets with people that don't love out here, it was a hit, and I was losing because I was dealing with so many people that didn't love us. I was homeless before, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was things that I experienced after she went to jail. It was because my mind was always in jail. Like, I was always carrying myself in there with her, feeling like, okay, is she sad right now? But the whole time, she's been doing great things in there. But out here, what I'm thinking is that she was in there suffering. Like, oh, my gosh, she's probably losing it without us. I'm losing without her, and I can't stay focused. So that's what it was kind of doing to me in the beginning. Probably the first 10 years or better. Like, I kind of go in and out of that still. But I think it took a lot out of my sister and my brother, and it kind of broke our family apart. It was a lot. It was just a lot on the kids and her mother, my great grandmother. It took us, a lot of us, into like put us in a depression, and we all kind of split up and stayed alone. But we all lost being alone without her. It was a lot. It's still a lot. That's why I'm ready for her to come home, because she's putting the puzzle back together that shouldn't have never fell apart. It was just a lot.
Dig that. Well, you know, once you found out that your mother was in prison, not only taking this time to better herself and get more education and things like that, once you found out all the positive things she was doing to keep herself busy inside the walls, you know, how did that make you and your sister and them feel then when you found out the positivity that was going on?
It turned my way of thinking around. It made me like, oh, mama doing it. Oh, I can handle this then. So I turned everything around and started doing positive things that and my life started turning around. Now I moved to Atlanta. Everything I did down there was from the ground up. We got bought me a house. A lot of things happened because I help people. That's my whole thing. My whole goal is helping. So that's when I'm hearing that's what she was doing. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just doing what my mama do. No matter where she at, she's being herself. So I have to stay strong. And then I had my own kids, you know, since she's been gone. So I had to turn into her a little bit and be strong. So, and then I meet people that she's in prison with, and they get out and they come and reach out to me and they tell me what she's done for them and how they survived, you know, and they helped me because of what she's done. She made a big impact, because everybody that crossed my path, I get a lot of love from the love she had in that prison. So
that's a beautiful thing, and that's what's happening, because you know, positivity, no matter if we got a lot of negativity going on, positivity always outweighs the negative in the game, you know. So last question but not least, how did you and your sister and them feel when y'all found out that I had spoke to my homeboy, white boy Rick, to push to get y'all mother home?
I just looked up at the sky and I said, thank you, God. I felt it was like a lift off my shoulders. It was like something just came over me. That's why I say I feel light right now, but I'm kind of I'm confused. I mean, it's so weird. I'm such at peace because of what you've done and what, you know, white boy Rick did. This is a dream. Like, I'm in a dream. That's how amazing it is. That's how I felt. And my sister do too, because she loves you so much and she loves me so much. So we feel the same.
It's all love, man, because a lot of people don't know, you know what I mean? I was there, you know what I mean, when y'all was born, you know what I mean? So I know the firsthand of all this, you know, but once again, we'll get all into that when your mother come home. A lot of great things on the floor. I'm just thankful to God that me and my queen, we work on prison reform around the country. You know, our organization, 168 prisons now. So we do a lot of work in that area, and it was just amazing when Rick came home. And I told your mother, I say, once Rick come home, I say, he's going to be working on prison reform up there in Michigan. I said, and then I'm going to tell him about your case and see if he can push to get you out. You know, I done kept in touch with your mother since 2010. So that's been my homegirl for years, you know what I mean? So I remember talking to y'all Uncle Greg when I was asking about a lot of the old people. And I asked him, I said, damn, man. I said, where Tracy at? He said, oh, man. He said, Tracy locked up. So that blew me away because, you know, out of all the things that your mom had been around through the game in the 80s and 70s when we all was growing up, she wasn't around that per se, you know what I mean? Know about it, right. You know what I mean? But that wasn't sitting around her. So it kind of blew me away. So it was imperative that I talked to Rick to push to get your mom out, you know? So we just thanking God for all the blessings and the miracle that when he pushed to get out, other people came on board and made that happen. So we just thanking God for that. So any last words for you and your sister?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to pay it forward to you. We're going to get some more people out, and we're going to help, you know, you guys campaign with the reform. I'm ready.
I love to hear that, you know what I mean? So any last shout-outs, any words you would like to give anybody before we close out?
Just a shout-out to you and you know, white boy Rick, my sister, my mother, Tracy, and, you know, my kids, your radio station. That's pretty much it. I'm just ready for her to come home. The next interview might be a little different. I might be a little bit more excited. I'm excited, but I'm like I said, I'm in this calm state right now. I'm trying to stay calm because I'm nervous.
right, because it's been 18 calendars since you held your mother and all of that. So we just thanking God that everything is moving forward. So we got one more day and a wake up. You feel me? So y'all be blessed.
Yes.
And I hate me and my queen
thank
can't
you.
Make it up, but we'll be there, you know what I mean, soon. So y'all have a great one, peace and love, and make it a great, exciting day on Thursday.
Yes, thank you so much. We love you.
Hey, without a doubt, love y'all back. Y'all be good. Peace out. Yes, that was Tracy and my homeboy Maserati Rick Daughters. So everybody excited for January the 27th for her to come home. Like I said, it's one day and a wake up, and she'll be back out here in society. Want to give my homeboy, white boy Rick, a big shout out for making that happen and everybody else who participated in her release, because, you know, it's about helping the people and moving forward. So we're going to get to it. We're going to come to a commercial, go to another song, and then we're going to close it out. Peace and love.
Loyalty to the team. That's all I ever known, was being loyal to my people. Let's get it.
Rob presents Loyalty to the Team, and it will be released